writers.
For this edition of Checkbooks, I've come to a cafe in the heart of Prague's old town, just off the old town square, and I'm here to talk to a Czech novelist who really has become a phenomenon of Czech literature over the last 5 or 6 years. That's Petra Hulová. Thank you very much, Petra, for joining me.
Thank you.
Petra, you were really shot to fame in the Czech Republic some 4 or 5 years ago when your first novel, Paměť mojí babičce, or In Memory of My Grandmother, was published. And it surprised a lot of people by instantly becoming a bestseller, and it really has been one of the most successful and most enjoyed books in this country over the last 10, 15 years. Tell me, were you surprised by the sudden interest in your writing?
Well, of course, I was very surprised, and I think nobody really expected such a success. Not me, not my publisher, not my family, really nobody could expect it. And I think even up till now, I meet people and they ask me, how did you make it and why it became so successful? And I really don't know, actually. I mean, I think that partly, of course, the success of the book was caused by its exotic setting, because it takes place in Mongolia. Partly because I was a good-looking young woman. Partly it was a coincidence in a way. I think these things, like success of a particular artwork, you can hardly predict.
Now, the book hasn't yet been translated into English, but it's in the process of being translated, I understand, and parts of it have, by the well-known translator of Czech literature, Alex Zucker, in the United States. I was wondering if you could read a short extract, maybe in English, from the translation.
When the shuttle hits, plastic sacks go whipping round and round again. Sometimes I sit outside and watch the sand swirl as the horizon turns golden brown, and through the whirl of yellow dust the sun is dim and trembly. My shoes turn gray under the buildup of dust, a dust that stings people's eyes and crunches under the horse's hoofs, setting the whole herd on edge and making it hard on the yelping nochoi, whose job is to separate the infoal mares with young from the rest. When the shoro hits, and there is nothing to do, since I can't see a step ahead, and I choke to death outside, or not be able to find my way back, I sit out in front of the entrance to our ghetto on the right, and wonder what it used to look like here in the days before there were plastic sacks, when families like us didn't have even a decent knife and couldn't improve their lot by selling crackers and cigarettes the way our father did whenever someone happened to stumble across us.
So in that extract, you're describing a moment in the life of a Mongolian family. You're narrating the story from the point of view of a member of that family. They're living in a world that's very far away from Prague, both in terms of distance and in terms of the way that people live. How did you manage to get in, or under the skin, I suppose, of a Mongolian family, and narrate the story, in fact, from the point of view of several, in the course of the book, from several members of that family?
I graduated in Mongolian studies, so I spent 1 year in Mongolia, in Ulaanbaatar, in the university. So before, already for 2 years, I've learned Mongolian language, so I was able to speak Mongolian when I came there. I was actually writing there something, and then after I come back to Prague, I realized it was not very interesting, and I started up again. And while writing it, I realized how much of Mongolia got into me during that stay in Mongolia, and how many things I actually discovered there.
A lot has been said about the way you wrote the book. You chose very deliberately to write in a kind of spoken Czech, not in literary Czech, in the kind of Czech that is spoken by ordinary people in this country. So you've transferred, as it were, this Czech linguistic idiom into a Mongolian context. It's been both very much praised and sometimes criticized, your literary style. What was going through your mind when you decided to write in that very specifically Czech colloquial style?
Again, it was something I just begin to do without any explanation to myself. It came somehow natural to me to write in such a language, and actually I tried later on to write in a proper Czech for a couple of paragraphs, but it felt so unnatural to me that I stopped.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the plot of the story? I mean, for a start, it's interesting the fact that you chose to write it from the point of view of five separate narrators, five different women. If you could tell us what made you make that decision and how the story does develop.
Yeah, the story is told by five different women from one family. These women are of three generations, like sisters, mother, and then a granddaughter. In the beginning, I just wanted to tell one story, but in the end, I told five different stories that overlap, and there are many moments in the life of these women that are told in a different way, so you don't know who tells the truth and who was right and who wasn't. And I think it makes an atmosphere of this book special in a way that you can build up your own story of all these characters.
And any reader who would be expecting a romantic picture of distant Mongolia will be disappointed, won't they? Because there's some quite a lot of gritty realism in the story. There are elements of prostitution, of children being abandoned by their parents, and it's not always a pretty story, is it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty tough because life is tough, and life in Mongolia especially. And it is sad because I think life is sad. I mean, the main character, the first woman called Zaya, she is a failure in a way. She leaves her village and she goes to the city hoping she will find happiness there and love and everything. But she didn't. She becomes a prostitute and she got very poor and has a child with a man she doesn't know, and then returns to her village as an old woman who is ridiculous, who is nothing, doesn't have any dignity. But she is also wise in a way. She takes all that happens in her life with a certain generosity.
You're still only 27 years old, but you've already written four novels which have been published. In fact, the latest came out quite recently, towards the end of last year, with the intriguing title of, I suppose it would translate as, Artificial Triple Room. And in this book, you also return to the theme of prostitution, don't you? But in a very different context.
Yeah, I return to the topic of prostitution in a way, but the book itself is very different, and I would say even shocking was the way also it was described in the reviews, and my family was afraid that it might hurt me in a way that this book has this topic of prostitution and sex is described there in a very rude and open way.
With this book and with other books that you've written, sometimes people have detected a kind of a rather bleak sort of emptiness, people trying to fill a sense of emptiness. This does seem to be a recurring theme in your writing, whether it's in Mongolia or in the Czech Republic. Do you think it is sort of part of the condition of our time?
Emptiness? Well, that's very interesting that you pointed out, because I think for me it's really a big topic. Because I feel this emptiness myself when I don't write. So I'm trying to fill this emptiness I feel by my writings. that's something that is being said, that writing is sort of therapy for writers. So for me, it's a way how to fill this emptiness I feel, and this emptiness also penetrates into my writings and becomes a topic of it too, in a way.
I think it'd be nice to end the program with another short extract from your first book, In Memory of My Grandmother, which hopefully will be coming out in English soon. There's just one short paragraph here, if you could maybe put it a little bit into context.
Well, Zaya, she, the girl who tells her story in the beginning of the book, she is a child born out of wedlock, and from her very childhood she felt quite neglected in her family and always felt she had to fight for being somebody. Maybe you can feel this in this little paragraph too. And also there's something very Mongolian, the fact that Mongols, they don't really accept little children as I don't want to say as human beings, but they definitely don't consider them being as important as adults till the age of 3 or 4 years. Even the name might be changed or might not really be developed. That spring, when the strange man who wasn't a Mongol appeared, we had lots of lit lamps, and then never again after that. Grandma said later that it was his fault he'd put a curse on our sheep, and that if he'd taken me instead, it wouldn't have been nearly as great a loss, since I was only 5 then, which isn't even a Mongol yet, just a little baby goatling. Plus mother and father had 3 more still. Now there are only 3 of us. Maggie died, but that's still enough for our clan to flourish, even if some get stuck in a snowstorm, catch a disease, or get lost.
Petra, when can we expect to see In Memory of My Grandmother coming out in English?
It's being now translated by Alex Zucker, who is working on the text, and I'm in contact with him, so I know he's translating. I think it will be published definitely in United States by Northwestern University Press. And as for the date, I hope second half of this year, the end of this year.
Petra Hulová, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to me here in this cafe in Prague's old town. And best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much.